Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome to the INFJ Whisperer podcast, where I dissect all things INFJ. You are not alone anymore. There are others like you.
Hey guys, I hope that you guys are doing amazing wherever you are in the world. I'm so grateful that you guys are supporting me in the way you are, and I'm so grateful I get to do these videos for you guys. If you guys want to support me further, then you can go to my Patreon site or my Ko-fi link. Both of those links are in the description below, and you can either give me a monthly donation on Patreon or a one-off donation on Ko-fi. In this video, I wanted to speak to you guys about purity and contamination. This is something that I've been thinking about a lot because I've noticed that I have this tendency to not wanting to be touched, right? And so I just don't like it. Not physically being touched by any random stranger, obviously. And this happens a lot. Like, I have this tendency to step away from people or, you know, just step a little bit to the side so they're not right next to me so that my personal space is maintained. But in a lot of these cases, they're not even people who are strangers. They're actually people that I know. But if I know that a person's energy is off, or if they're having a negative day, or if they're just having a bad day, I just don't want that negative energy touching my space. And if you guys know anything about energy systems or auras or how the body works, the physical body or the energetic body, it's not just this physical body that is energy, but we have a circle around us. Maybe extending, depending on the person, it's different for different people. Maybe extending around us about a meter or less or more, depending on the person. But there's this energy bubble around us, right? And this is the reason why sometimes you step close to someone and instantaneously you start feeling a little bit anxious, or you start feeling angry, or you start feeling their emotions because they have a lot of intense emotions within them and they're transmitting it to you because you stepped into their energy bubble, right? And so I have this thing about my energy bubble that I want to keep it pure and clean because I work really hard to keep it at a certain level, at a very high level. I'm working immensely hard, you know, doing all these different things, energy work, meditation, yoga, reading a lot of good books, keeping myself away from negative influences. So I do all of these things to keep it pure and clean and to keep it at a high vibration. I'm not just going to let anyone randomly step into it and negate all of my good work. It just seems like such a waste of time on my part, right? And if you guys know anything about INFJs, we don't like wasting time, right? So that's one of the reasons why we have this tendency. Energy, contamination. We don't like it. We don't want to be contaminated by negative energy. Unfortunately, a lot of people have negative energy. A lot of people let things that are happening around them make them feel bad or make them feel anxious or make them feel angry. And then they transmit all that energy over to you, especially as empaths. Our energy bubble is even bigger sometimes because we feel the emotions of everyone around us. We might be in a room, a normal room, and everyone in that room, all of their energies are being transmitted to us because we're empaths, right? So that in itself also creates a huge issue for us. But one of the other things that we believe as INFJs, which is the reason I wanted to do this video, is that we believe that we are clean and pure. We have this tendency to believe, not only in terms of energy, but because we believe we're old souls and we've done so much work on ourselves and we have a tendency to do a lot of these energy healing modality things, A lot of us meditate, a lot of INFJs, a lot of them, not if you don't meditate like in a formal way, we'll meditate by dancing or fixing cars, or we have these things that we do in order to keep ourselves pure and clean. And so INFJs have a tendency to believe that they are clean and pure in whatever way you think it might be. I have a tendency to believe I'm clean and pure, not only physically, but energetically. It's a very important thing to me. And so random energies, negative energies, dirty energies are not going to be allowed into my vicinity, are not going to be allowed into my energy bubble. They're not going to be allowed to contaminate me, basically, right? And so as I said, we have a tendency as INFJs to believe that we're clean and pure. And so we don't allow all of this nonsense to come near us. And I'm not saying this as a way of saying, oh, wow, we're so clean and pure, you know, we're the best, we're the future, we're like the perfect beings, or we're like the reincarnations of God. I'm not saying anything like that. I know how imperfect I am, and I know how crazy I can be. So I'm not saying that, but I'm saying that we have this tendency to work a lot on our cleanliness in terms of energy, and our purity in terms of energy. And so we know that we cannot just ruin all that work by letting random people come into our space. So I have this tendency, and one of the reasons I think, one of the main reasons why I'm not in a relationship and why I'm not having sex right now, is because a lot of people are unclean, not only physically, hygienically, obviously, but also unclean energy-wise. And to connect your body intimately with another person in that manner where you are so, so deeply connected, and to let that energy, whatever that energy might be, to come in and contaminate my heart space, my energetic bubble, seems absolutely unacceptable to me. I just refuse. I'm not going to do it. And so a lot of my friends are on this mission to get me to not be single anymore. So they're always sending me names of different people, you know, setting me on a blind date or asking me to come to events where they can make me meet random people, which is nice of them. I love them for it. But it's interesting to me, but it's so important to me to be clean and pure and to have the people around me be clean and pure as well, that my new thing, if I'm ever going to get into a relationship, it would have to be where the person cares about cleanliness, purity, and energy as much as I do, right? And I'm talking about like a lot of random things that I don't want to talk about on this video, because it's about deeper cleanliness, about the fact that you're purified from within. Maybe the fact that you don't eat as much meat, or you don't eat beef, or I'm not saying you completely don't eat meat, but like you have a tendency to eat less of it. And the fact that you have clean thoughts, that's also important. I don't want a person who thinks wild thoughts all the time or negative thoughts all the time. The fact that they're cleansing themselves by purifying their body using green smoothies or green juices or things like that. The fact that they try to keep themselves away from negative news or negative books or horror books or books where like there's a lot of violence, you know, trying to keep away from that kind of stuff. So things like that. There's a lot of things on my list that I do in order to keep myself pure. And a lot of INFJs do this. And so we have this tendency to not allow random people into our space. Now, some people will just randomly touch me on the shoulder like this. Like it's a very innocent touch, or on my knee, or they'll try to give me a hug. And I've said this before, I will not hesitate to step away from a person where I don't feel comfortable them touching me. And again, a touch on the shoulder is very innocent. I get it. It's very innocent. I totally understand. But it's very private space. This body of mine is very private space, but also my energy bubble is a very private space. And even an innocent touch is very, very, very important to me, because I want to make sure that it's not coming from a person where I would have to cleanse myself and do all these random things afterwards to clean myself up. Now, I'm sure you guys are thinking that I'm a little bit crazy. I know that, and that's one of the reasons I haven't talked about this topic previously, because it is very important to me. But I also think of it a lot. And so I don't know if I actually made sense to you guys, but I wonder, and I'd love to hear from you guys, I wonder if you have a tendency as an INFJ to believe in this kind of tenet as well. Perhaps you're not as strict about it as I am. I know I'm extremely strict. I'm a little bit crazy strict about it. But I wonder what you guys think about it. Do you consider yourself as an INFJ to be clean and pure energetically? And do you have a tendency to disallow people into your energetic bubble who are considered impure by you, or who are contaminating your space? I'd love to hear from you guys on this topic. I think this is fascinating stuff, and I can't wait to, you know, kind of go back and forth or debate with you guys on this subject matter. Again, thank you so much for listening to me and for suffering through this video or listening to it and liking it, hopefully. If you guys have any questions at all about this, please do message me and or comment below, and I will do another video on it. If you want to hear some of my routines that I do in order to clean myself or cleanse myself spiritually and energetically, I'd love to share that. If you're interested, let me know. And again, if you guys are interested in supporting me further, you can do that by going to my Patreon link or my Ko-fi link. They're both in the description below. I shall see you guys the next time around. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening. If you want to put a face to the voice, you can check out my YouTube channel, Boom Shaka. Bye for now.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.